But right now, since we're talking about the World Series being right here in the Metroplex, but our team isn't in it, that's causing a lot of psychological problems for people here, for sports fans in the Metroplex. So we open the door to the bunker and welcome Dr. Carlton Maxwell, our sports psychologist.
Yay! All right.
Teaches psychology
the hallway
at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he helps us from time to time. Hello.
Good morning, Kay. Good morning, James.
Good morning,
Always
doctor.
Wonderful to visit with you. Hold on just one moment, please.
Here goes the sip of coffee.
Oh, that's so good. I'd never sip my morning coffee. You know, I can never quite wake up until I have my morning coffee.
Yeah, that's right.
Got to get that Joe in your mouth.
Or, excuse me?
What?
Oh,
yeah, coffee.
I thought you were referring to something else.
No, cup of Joe.
Yes, that's exactly right. I like it black and bold, gentlemen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That is my coffee of choice. And it's also free trade and organic.
Oh, that's nice.
Always very important to have that. Yes, it's been a busy few months for Carlton Maxwell.
Oh, yeah?
If I can say so myself.
What you been up to?
Well, I've been having a lot of private Zoom counseling sessions, you know, mm-hmm. since the pandemic. A lot of people aren't comfortable coming into the office.
Right.
So,
office.
I understood.
So, been having a lot of, you know, my counseling sessions over the internet virtual.
Hmm.
And a lot of private Zoom sessions. Unfortunately, I haven't quite figured out how to lock my Zoom rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So, I often get Zoom bombed right as a client is opening up about things they've kept secret for years or something like that.
That's terrible.
That's
very scarring for them, you know, to see all of a sudden when they're opening up about this incredible trauma they've gone through or something horrible that they've done, all of a sudden a Zoom bomb comes in, people popping into the room with racist remarks or a Jeffrey Toobin-like nudity display.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Very disturbing. So I've got to figure out a way to lock that room down. Maybe I'll contact Jeff Catlin and see if he can tell me how to...
Yeah, I think he struggled with that, too.
I have come with books!
Well, yeah, because...
Oh, you got some books.
We wanted to ask you about the psychology of dealing with a World Series in your town, but your team isn't in it. That's a really weird thing. Okay.
More coffee.
Could you repeat that, Greg?
He wasn't listening.
Having a World Series in your town, but your team isn't in it, that's a weird psychological thing.
Absolutely, Craig. I've actually written a book about the psychology of having the World Series here without your team in it. And it's called The Psychology of Having the World Series Here Without Your Team in It.
Great title.
Wow, amazing.
Yes, by Carlton Maxwell. And by Carlton Maxwell, I mean Carlton Maxwell, me.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is a very strange thing, Craig, and I'm certainly glad that you asked me about this, because you really picked up on something that gets into psychology that's very rare.
I didn't get any of that.
Very rare.
It's about a rare psychology.
Because when this occurs, it's a dislocation. It's a sense of not belonging. It can often feel like your team has been left out of the World Series entirely.
Right.
You know, oftentimes when a World Series is in your hometown and your team is not in it due to a pandemic and poor play, respectively, a person can have the sad feeling.
Sure. Sure.
That's the clinical term.
Yes, the sad feeling, which is an acronym for sports anemia disorder.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yes, yes. And what I recommend to everyone who may be feeling this, perhaps there may be some Ranger fans who are listening
what?
Right now, for example.
Well, I didn't understand
some
that.
Some Ranger fans who are listening
Ranger
right
fans.
Now, for example.
Okay.
God.
Who may be having the sad feeling.
Uh-huh.
Well, I recommend and the science bears this out. There's been several papers that have been reporting on this, and they say that the best way to handle that is to have a piece of pizza.
Oh, well, I believe in that.
We've heard that one before.
Pizza.
Yes.
Please, have it. And I don't want to leave out other sports fans who may be listening to us right now, who may be fans of some of the other sports teams here in town. I have a few cowboy books for you.
Oh, great. Oh.
Yes. This is called The Psychology of Zeke Maybe Having Some of the After Effects of the COVIDs.
Long title.
Very long.
By Carlton Maxwell and Snapper John M.D.
We haven't heard from him in a long time.
Don't worry about it.
How's he doing?
I've partnered with him on that, and so we've got that coming out. Also, here's another book. I think you'll enjoy this, George. I brought this one for you. It's called What the F Is This? A Look at the 2020 Cowboys Defense by Jim Jeffcoat and Ed Tuttle Jones. A lot of graphic language in this.
I'd like to read that.
Not for the faint of heart. And this may be interested for some of the more gossipy Cowboy fans that are out there. It's called Why Am I No Longer Spotted in the Jones Family Booth by Roosevelt Roosevelt. Haven't seen him lately.
Redundant of a name?
Good question.
Wonder what's going on there. And are there any fans of radio in this room? Raise your hand!
You bet. Oh, yeah, we love radio.
Get him in the end!
We support radio.
Okay. This one is a book. I actually brought a copy for the both of you, and I got five for some of your coworkers who may be interested in this story.
Okay.
It is a fascinating tale that took place right here in the DFW Metroplex area. And it is a story of radio intrigue like you will never hear anywhere else.
Wow. Okay.
It's called Bug Chaser and Gift Giver, Consummating Our On-Air Relationship by Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And the illustrations were done by the same person who did The Joy of Sex. So, I mean, this is unbelievable. It's a wonderful
book.
Well,
thank you.
And it's for the both of you.
Thank you, Dr. Maxwell.
Thank you, Greg.
Bye, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. See ya.
Bye.
Here he goes, the good doctor. 8:45 on the ticket.